Disability advocates say a case involving two men, both being paid less than $4 an hour, has highlighted big flaws in the system. Under a seven-year-old federal scheme to set wages for disabled people, some workers earn as little as $1.70 an hour. The two intellectually disabled men are taking the federal government to court in a test case that could lead to higher wages for 20,000 disabled workers across Australia. Sarah Drury reports.
According to their lawyer, 44-year-old Michael Nogin and 58-year-old Gordon Pryor were willing workers who made a meaningful contribution to their employers. Kirsty Wilson is representing the pair in a case about to go before the federal court.
Gordon, for example, when he was working at Stall Intertwine, he performed gardening work. So he mowed the lawns, he did pruning, raking, those sort of tasks. Whereas Michael worked in a, you know, like a factory on the production line. He did shredding, he did pamphlet collation, putting pens together, you know, for souvenirs.
But they weren't earning very much. For his factory work, Michael Nogin was earning just $2 an hour at a company on the New South Wales north coast, while Gordon Pryor was paid less than $4 an hour as a gardener in Victoria.
They're angry that their work is not seen to be as important as people out working in, or people without disabilities who are working in open employment. They certainly Gordon doesn't think it's fair. He's very angry. He's upset. He feels humiliated that his work isn't recognised, that his skills aren't recognised.
Mr Nogin and Mr Pryor are taking on the federal government to secure better pay in a case that has implications for 20,000 disabled workers across Australia. The pair's pay rates are typical under the Australian Disability Enterprises Scheme, a federal system introduced 7 years ago designed to get more people with a disability into work. They'll argue in the federal court that they were unfairly discriminated against. The Federal Disability Commissioner, Graham Innes, says it's a delicate balance when it comes to getting disabled people into the workforce.
For people with a where their capacity is serious, you know, is different in a major way, it's better for a person to be employed in a job even if they are receiving less wages than to be not employed at all. However, it's very important that the assessment of that capacity is done in such a way that the person who is already disadvantaged as a result of their disability isn't further disadvantaged. And it's not appropriate for people to be paid particularly low wages just to keep a business going or an organisation going.
Mr Innes says people with disabilities may be vulnerable to discrimination under the current system.
There have always been concerns about these assessment tools. I think there are seven different wage assessment tools currently in existence. And as I understand it, the applicants in this case are not saying that there shouldn't be a wage assessment. They're just saying that this particular wage assessment tool is discriminatory or unfair. This system has been in place for some time. I'm not aware that the government are likely to change the broader system, but I suppose depending on the result of this case, they may have a look at this particular assessment tool.
The Parliamentary Secretary responsible for the scheme, Jan McLucas, has not made herself available for an interview, but with both the government and opposition talking up the need to move people from disability support payments to work, there's likely to be some changes in this area in next month's budget. Gordon Pryor now has a new job at a laundromat, earning over $10 an hour.
Sarah Drury.